Hello, bienvenidos otra vez. Welcome back. It's Dr. Catricia, your host, and we are talking today about sharing the love, 28 ways for a single mama to show love to her child this Valentine's Day season. That's right. I know as a single mom, holidays can be so triggering, at least for me, and definitely the Hallmark Love Day where you're like, yet another year and I'm still single. No one's buying me flowers. Hey, honey, buy the flowers for yourself. I also got some great ideas of how you can engage and connect with your child. Like maybe, you know, gifts are not their love language and gifts are not your love language, but there's so many other things that we can do to connect with our child and celebrate them all month long because they are also a love of our life. Stay tuned. Welcome and thank you for listening to the Dr. Mom Sage Advice Podcast. Are you a single mom who is tired of feeling overwhelmed by doing it all? Have you been asking yourself, what is my real purpose outside of motherhood and my career? Are you tired of yelling, feeling mom guilt at the end of the day? If you're ready to go from chaos to confidence in your mindset and in parenting, then this is the place for you. Here we are authentic, transparent, and frankly, we're here to burst all of those mom guilt bubbles and empower you to take back control of your life so you can go from just surviving in motherhood to thriving and walking confidently in your best purpose-filled life God intended for you. I'm your host, Dr. Catricia, a board-certified bilingual pediatrician. I'm also fellowship-trained in pediatric urgent care medicine. That's just my fancy title for the weekdays, but 24/7, I'm the proud single mommy of my little wild mini-me toddler. I'm also a postpartum depression survivor. Now, I'm on a mission to empower other single moms to take back control of their life. Through candid conversations, we will learn, be encouraged, inspired, and committed to making practical changes so we can be our best selves for the queen who reigns already inside of us. So sit back and relax, mommy. This is your time to unwind. Go ahead, grab your favorite drink, pour me one too, queen, because it's time for our girl talk. Let's talk about all things motherhood, mindset, and even medicine. No, not like medicine, but you know, remember, I'm a pediatrician, so I'm gonna go ahead and give you some pediatric tips on how to parent, right? I hope that you love listening to and learning from the podcast, but please remember, it's not intended to be a substitution for a physician-patient relationship. All right, queen. If you're ready, I'm ready. Let's go.
So, yes, I know that holidays can be triggering for single mothers, especially if you don't co-parent, or even if you do co-parent and you're having to split holidays up and you're home alone. There's a lot of feelings that we go through, a lot of emotions that we have to process during holiday seasons. And a lot of times I feel like we just can't even be present in the moment. We just rush through. And Valentine's Day can be hard as well, especially if it's yet another year being single, whether that's by choice or not. I think that this year we can share love with one of our first loves, our children, and different ways. And so I have 28 different ideas that you can implement and practice in showing love to your children. Because even if, you know, your love language or your child's love language may not be about receiving gifts, it's not about the presence, it's about our presence and being in tune in the moment and creating the memories, right? I think that is what our kids are going to remember, especially in those younger ages, is the memories that we created and not all the fancy things that we were able to buy them or all the fancy trips that we may or may have not taken, but the simple joys that they get from everyday moments of life. Okay. So as I mentioned, love languages, right? So we know there's the gifts, there's words of affirmation, there's touch, quality time, and acts of service. And I think it's so important to really get in tune to learning your child's love language, not only in how you're able to cultivate and nurture your relationship with them, but also in how we parent them, you know, and how we can approach discipline in a different, more conscious way based on their love language. I started to realize my child was around two. Honestly, if I look back, I probably knew my child's love language definitely was touch when she was like 2 or 3 months, because she always had to be like, have a body part on me. I have pictures where her little toes would like be up against my skin. But now that she's older, I understand that it's very important for her that she really receives love in the form of quality time, as well as still physical touch. And when I have not poured into that, especially in the beginning of the day or right after we come home from work and school, then I start to notice those behaviors that are less likely to be desired. You know what I'm talking about, the meltdowns, the tantrums, the whining about any and everything. When you're just trying to get things done as a single mom, you know, balancing it all, being the chef, paying the bills, taking out the dog, taking out the trash. You just want to just decompress, but you can't because there's no one else to pass the baton to, right? You hear me, mommy. I realize that when I'm not plugging into and cultivating her love language, that that's when I see those behaviors a lot more. And it's hard. It's hard to break away from what needs to be done to give them the attention that they need it. But if we can make a practice and try to be disciplined and giving them their individual time, whether it's 2 to 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes in the beginning or at bedtime or during bath time, whatever, if they know they have something to look forward to, a routine that we can implement every single day to pour back into their love language, I think you'll see less of those undesired behaviors, right? Okay, so let's get into it. Number one, what is a cool idea to do with your child and how to show love? Well, let's start with getting in the kitchen, making some heart-shaped pancakes, okay, before they head off to school. Serve it to them in bed, maybe on a weekend. Add some little whipped cream, some sprinkles on top. I know my love, she loves that for sure. You know, I'm not the Pinterest type of mom. I'm not going to tell you how to do it, but I will tell you that I've seen on IG this mother take the pancake batter and put it in kind of like the one of those squeeze bottles that you would see the ketchup back in like the old diners, whatever. She put the batter in there and she squeeze it directly inside the heart shape or whatever shape cutter that she has directly inside of the pan. I'm like, okay, that makes a whole lot of sense versus like trying to make a round pancake like I normally would do from the ladle and then cut it into a heart shape. But honey, do you, however you can figure out how to get the heart shaped pancakes. And if you don't want to do heart shaped pancakes, no worries, buy the heart shaped sprinkles and call it a day. I gotcha. Number two, decorate your kids' paper lunch bag. I don't know. Do kids still carry paper lunch bags? If they don't, they have a lunch box. Go ahead, put a special love note in there. If they don't carry a paper bag, but you can throw a banana into their lunch box or into their backpack, why not write a special note on the banana or a silly face or some heart-shaped faces on their orange or little cutie oranges, right? If you have a teenager, they're like, I don't do the lunch thing. You know, like I'm just like, gotta be cool sitting in the cafeteria. Got it. Like, why not send them a piece of fruit in their backpack? Or how about this? Take their phone, just like they used to take our phone when they were little, and take all these selfies. There's just like eyebrows and forehead, and just record a video. You know, tell them how much you love them, or you know, they have a big test that day, whatever coming up. You know, record them, give them a positive word of affirmation, encouragement. Number three, if you own like an Amazon Alexa or Echo Dot, try this. How about you program it to play like a cute little song, like a wake-up song, like a wake-up alarm for them, like Skinnamarinka Doo, or I Love You, a Bushel and a Peg, or even like a personalized love note from yourself, you know, asking them or telling them, you know, rise and shine, beautiful, it's a new day. I think that would be a beautiful way to connect with them because they'll be so surprised by it to hear your voice come through over their Echo Dot. Number four, write them a note like on a sticky note and placed on their bathroom mirror. So it's one of the first things they see in the morning. You can do this like as a countdown, like 28 days of love, or you could do it like based on how old they are. So if you have a 7-year-old, give them 7 little sticky notes to read that morning. And if you have a child who's still pre-K toddler age and they're not reading sight words yet, maybe just draw them a picture on the mirror and just kind of have them explain to you what they think is happening in the story. Number five, plan to make a special stop after school. So my daughter has this thing that she swears Fridays are Chipotle days, and they kind of are because she kind of created that herself because it was always, can I have Chipotle? And I'm like, no, let's just wait till Friday. So now Chipotle's are Fridays for the most part. But when she started her new pre-K and she was having a difficult time adjusting, I added on an extra kind of like, we'll head to Sonic's, you know, maybe on a random Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon instead of directly at home because it was near her pre-K, and just have her, you know, sit in the front seat with me after we pull up to the ordering, what do they call it, the car stalls. And we talk about her day and I let her order what she wants, you know, like ice cream dessert before dinner, or maybe give her like a sandwich or, you know, some fries. And what was the silliest thing you did today at school? What was the loudest thing that happened at school? You know, because she really wasn't telling me who she was like engaging with and if she was making new friends. And sometimes it's hard for them to open up. But if you ask the questions in ways of getting them to remember a snapshot about their day versus like the blanket statement of how was your day, they probably are more likely to engage in that conversation. And don't worry if they don't, they'll start to share as they feel comfortable, right? Okay, number six. Like I said, eat dessert before dinner. Like who as a child did not enjoy that when your parents surprised you and was like, yeah, it's okay. Go ahead and eat the ice cream or served it at the same time, right? I don't do that often, but I can remember a few times where I've allowed my child to do that, particularly if we were on vacation because, you know, all rules out the door on vacation. Or if it was kind of a bribe, honestly, you guys, and just wanting her to kind of calm down in the setting we were in, you know, so I could just like hear myself think. So eat dessert before dinner. You know, it's out of the ordinary. Let them choose ice cream, cake, pie, or even maybe like bake the dessert, you know, while you're cooking dinner. Or if you order takeout, maybe you can be baking the dessert while you're waiting for takeout to be delivered. Number seven, tune in and listen attentively. I know you're like, okay, well, yeah, duh, I listen to my kids every day. But like literally, like I even have this issue where like I'm listening to her on the other side of the couch and she'll tell me, she's like, no, put your phone down, especially if we're watching a movie. When I say watching, like she's watching it because it's something cartoon, Disney, and I'm like, I'm tired of seeing this on repeat. And she's like, no, don't look, meaning like don't look back down at my phone. I could be studying Spanish, you guys. I could be reading emails. Like it's not always like social media related. It could be like something that like is adult business, but she doesn't understand. She just knows mommy's attached to the phone. So put your phone down, no distractions, and really listen to them. Like, you know, listen to the stories they tell and ask them, you know, how did you come with that idea? Or like, wow, like, that's pretty cool. Like, what made you think about that? Or then what do you think would happen next? It's so cool just to see how their personalities are developing and flourishing day by day, moment by moment, year by year, right? And that they're their own little person. And the way they think is just beautiful, that it could be totally opposite of like what you believe in and what you think. But it's just so cool to see how they pick up on things, especially from the other environments that they're exposed to when they're not in our homes. Number eight, play a game of their choice. Board games, hide and seek, I spy, a tea party, monster trucks racing across the floor, whatever it may be, especially if you're in the winter polar vortex that most of us are in, the north and the Midwest, and we're still getting snow like every other day. Definitely finding an indoor activity is so clutched not to get the cabin fever and have everyone go stir crazy, right? So during the quarantine, we did things like scavenger hunts, or we did like relay races where I would like had a spoon and like had her like scoop up some old dried cereal that like I needed to throw out, but I was like, well, let's play a game with this first, and I had her go from one point to the other, you know, like balancing it. We also did something like an obstacle course, which could be another thing. So that's number nine, obstacle course. Okay. So definitely we took some old streamers from, you know, dollar store, birthday streamers, whatever. And I just taped it from like one corner of the house to the other, to one piece of furniture to the other. And I put on some tunes. I don't know what those like 007 like music tunes, whatever, and just had us going up and down under these like ropes. And you'd be so surprised like how much time you can spend doing one activity as long as they're enthused and excited by it. Like keep it going. You don't have to find like the next thing to do, right? But make it fun and make it memorable. Okay. So number 10, let the kids stay up late, make hot chocolate or popcorn. During this winter season, I set up a hot chocolate bar for my daughter. We went to the store. We bought things like whipped cream and caramel. And like we had leftover candy cane from Christmas that we crushed up. And, you know, of course, marshmallows. Or think about things that you could top inside of your hot cocoa, like chocolate chips or some cinnamon flakes. And I laid everything out, like ingredients. And we had also like little snack size bites, you know, to eat that went along with our hot cocoa. So things like chocolate or like some muffins, or you can make those desserts, or same thing with the popcorn, you know, like pop the popcorn and then have different toppings that you guys can add on. And there's so many cute things you can find at the dollar store, like the little caddies You've seen they have compartments almost like where you would like store art supplies. It has a handle and like four different compartments. So you could put like some M&Ms in one, like the little mini size travel M&Ms, or get a bag of M&Ms and just dump them in there, split them amongst your kids. Another compartment could be their popcorn. Another area could be, like lollipop, or I'm just thinking off the top of my head, some licorice or something. And then another one where they can hold their juice, and then you guys all can like set up in a fort or on a picnic blanket in the living room floor and have a movie night with their own popcorn caddies. Like, it's the simplest things, but it's the moment and the event that just brings so much joy that you'll see that they are so, their smiles and their souls light up, and they'll ask you, can we do this again, right? And it doesn't even cost us that much other than our time and energy to think about it and to plan it. And I know they would love it. Okay, where are we at? Number 11, tell them an extra bedtime story. I do not do this because I'm rushing through bedtime and I have the tendency to like literally skip pages on purpose. And ooh, don't let my daughter catch me, because she's like, no. Like, she has to turn the page because she knows when I'm skipping pages at a time. And now that she's reading, I can't even skip like parts. Like, she's like, no, read that in the middle. And I'm like, well, I did. She's like, no, because it says this. And I'm like, ah. So try not to rush through bedtime. Give them that extra story. Let them know, hey, tonight's going to be a special night because you get to pick three books instead of two books. They'll be so in love with you, right? Number 12, cook their favorite meal, even if it's the same old macaroni and cheese and ketchup. Who wants to eat that? Maybe your kid does. Serve it to them. Let them know. What if you even like created a menu and said, okay, here, and write out like five of their favorite things, whatever, and let them circle and pretend like they're at a restaurant or they're at, you know, a bar and they're ordering. Even if they have like pretend dress up chef items or clothing, I should say apparel, let them put that on, or you put that on with them, and then you guys play chef while you're cooking their favorite meal. Number 13. I'm so horrible with remembering the order of numbers, you guys. Number 13, let your kids co-sleep with you for a night. You know, even if you have broken that co-sleeping pattern, or maybe you guys still co-sleep, whether it be in your bed or you set up a fort and you guys get some sleeping bags, like just have a snuggle night in your bed watching movies, reading a book, allowing them to tell you a story. Okay. Number 14. Complete a puzzle together. Like, if again, your child's love language is quality time, this is a hit. If your child's love language is gifts, you know, maybe buy them a new puzzle. Even think about maybe going to the Goodwill and like purchasing maybe you don't have to purchase a new puzzle, but you can go to the Goodwill or like thrift stores and get an old puzzle. Or there's definitely activities online where you can create your own puzzle and print it out and cut it. Maybe if they colored a picture and you guys, you know, taped it onto the back of an old cardboard box and then cut it out and can you make a puzzle? There's so many things you can do with that. Number 15, give them extra hugs, not just before bedtime or before dropping them off, but just randomly throughout the day. Maybe like a hug coupon book, and you can just hand them the coupon and say, can I have extra hugs today? You know, like, can I have an extra kiss today? They're going to be like, okay, mom, like enough. But that's another way to show love. Number 16, let's do a scavenger hunt with a prize at the end. I think one of my best birthday memories I have is when I was staying with my uncle and my aunt. My parents were like on a business conference, and they created a scavenger hunt for me to find clues for what they were going to do for my birthday party, or something about like what we were going to eat that night, or just to lead up to one present. And it was the best birthday scavenger hunt I had ever had in my life. The only scavenger hunt I had in my life, but it was one of the most memorable birthday parties I had. So create a scavenger hunt. I like to do this with my daughter as well. We'll do things, and because I incorporate learning into it as well, since we are homeschooling. And I ask her, you know, find me a hexagon and find me a cube, you know, working on 3D shapes, and find me a cylinder. And she just absolutely loves this, going around the house, like grabbing items to match the shape that I'm asking for in the moment. Okay. Number 17, write poems for them and tuck it into their lunchbox, under their pillow. It could be a silly poem. It can be a serious poem, somewhere in between. If you have a child who is not reading, then maybe just sing to them, you know, or record a song, or create a new song for them on the way to drop off or at bedtime. Number 18, plan a surprise picnic. Again, if you're still in the Midwest and North and you can't go outside right now, that's okay. Have your picnic inside, okay? But at this surprise picnic, have heart-shaped sandwiches, cheese, cookies, fruits that they can dip into some chocolate or some whipped cream or yogurt. Just think of all the things that are red and pink, right? And sit in the backyard or on your patio and then just enjoy your time with each other. Number 19. This is where you would really need to remember like what their love languages are. So if there's someone that's like an acts of service and they're always asking for help or can you do this please, right? Maybe this would be a great idea for your child if that's their love language, where there's a particular chore you know they don't like to do, like, oh, I just hate taking the trash out. Just offer, hey, on Tuesday and Thursday this week, don't worry about the trash. I got it. This is my way of showing extra love to you. I'm going to serve you, okay? So just take something off their plate. It shows them that, you know, you'll go ahead and give them this extra love, but know that next week they're back on assignment. Number 20, put their drawings or special crafts that they bring you home from school in a special frame. At our house, I call it, I joke and say, we have an art museum because my daughter is fascinated with tape and I can look up and there's another one of her drawings that she's taped on the wall and I don't mind. Yeah, it's just my parenting style. Yes, it's in the middle of our living room and it doesn't match my decor, but like, hey, it's COVID, who's coming over here anyways? But I also just think that as a parent, I want to just continue to cultivate that inner child, her little girl, that when she grows up, she'll just remember that like, hey, there wasn't nothing that was too crazy of a design that my mom didn't like not let me hang up. And that she'll always feel confident in the work that she does, right? Like she could take pride in it. We also have a little special area that actually is specifically made with clips for her to clip her art, but she has just found now that she could just tape it wherever she wants to. And that's fine because we also have flashcards taped around our house. And we have a specific designated box for all of her artwork. You know what? If I'm really smart and if I really can give you a tip, at some point I need to invest into like those digital photo albums where I think you can like send your artwork in to companies and they scan them all and then they create these photo books, which is like a photo of the artwork. So you don't have all these random pieces of paper, you guys. Because I said it on one podcast before, but I got caught like legit by my 4-year-old throwing the artwork away. Here I am whispering because she's in the other room, but I legit like threw it away in the trash can in the house. And she's like, this is my stuff. And then one day I was listening to a podcast or came across Instagram post and the lady was like, or it was a picture of a post. And she said, she was showing us, she was like, no, you need to be smarter. Throw this stuff away in the gas station trash can. They're not going to see it. And I'm like, yes, I need to do that because it's paper everywhere, you guys. Like, and that was when she was 2 and 3, which is like a straight scribble, like with one color across the paper. And now it's like, you know, more elaborate coloring. So I do keep those things. But yes, that is an idea. Number 21. Stock up on all their favorite snacks, you know, just make a Costco run, you know, a Hy-Vee run, wherever you shop, Kroger's, and stock up on all their favorite snacks and organize, you know, go to the dollar store and get those like nice containers and just organize the pantry. So it's like everything that they like and surprise them, you know, by allowing them to see like the pantry is filled with the things they love the most. Okay. Number 22, make them laugh. Parents can always be in a good mood. We know that. We all have our days. So do our kids. But be extra intentional in this day about your interactions with each other and try to maintain an extra cheerful demeanor, cracking more jokes, finding silly topics to talk about, finding, you know, a silly book to read. Like my daughter asked me the other day, why are we farting so much? And I was like, maybe because you ate chili. And literally the same day we went to the library and on display, there was a book called, does this fart, meaning like it was like a different or pictures of different animals. And so we checked it out and we've been reading it over and over and over. It is like, this is a horse, does it fart? And I like the book because it actually gives a scientific reasoning for why some animals do and don't, because of the bacteria they do or don't have in their gut and how much gas they can make and if they have enough muscle power to squeeze the air out of their anus. And she's like, what's an anus? And I'm like, here we go. But find ways to make them laugh, okay? Number 23, sing all of your kids' favorite songs with them in the car, on the way to school, on the way to church, drop off grandmother's house, like just let them like take over and be the DJ, okay? Number 24, let them help you cook dinner in the kitchen, even if it's going to be messy. I think great ideas for this are like pizza. You know, get a tortilla, some tomato sauce, and like all the ingredients and lay it out like a bar, or just It's messy because of the sauce, but it's something that's fun and easy and memorable that your kids can partake in. Also, smoothies are a good idea too. Number 25, if you're a type of mom that's like super vigilant about like a clean house, that's kind of me. Just allow your kids to play that day with the messiest of messy toys, the messiest like projects, the slime, the Play-Doh, and like try not to like even care about the spots that you're going to see and just be in the moment. And I'm sure they'll remember that as one of the happiest days. And they'll say, remember that one time you let us do all that stuff and we didn't have to clean? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You may be able to combine that with the day where you let them cash in on like not doing a chore. Number 26, tell them something you're really proud of them as you are preparing to get them ready for school in the morning. Like I said, when I start to connect with my daughter and give her some extra loves and cuddles and kisses in the morning versus just like, hey, brush your teeth, you know, change your clothes. She is a little more alert and is a little more willing to get out the house on time with me. Number 27, stop by the park if you're able to, you know, if it's nice where you guys are, feed the ducks, you know, instead of running your typical errands, find another way to go home and like look at houses or, you know, if lights are still up from decorations, or find, you know, a new area to explore in your neighborhood that you've never necessarily seen before. Number 28, make a love coupon book, you know, again, know what their love languages are. So if it's acts of service, like, you know, let them cash in on like not having to do a chore, or if their love language is gifts, you know, maybe a special coupon that says maybe redeem for one huge special prize, you know, valued at $25 or something. If their love language is quality time, you know, maybe say something like, can cash this in for an extra special movie night that's not on Friday, you know? Maybe it could be like a day that you are done with business and work early. Like for me, I used to get off early on Wednesday. So maybe it would be like a special, like one-on-one quality date night with their child, okay? And then I know I said 28 and I think my count was off a little bit, but I'm going to give you an extra bonus one and just say, fill their room up with balloons after they fall asleep and write on the balloons one thing you love about them. My daughter is obsessed with balloons and I do things like that. I haven't wrote on the balloons, but I will do things like at Valentine's Day or New Year's or her birthday, of course, obviously, like any holiday. I legit like will go do the streamers and decorate her room before she comes home from school and put balloons in her room. And it's just the simplest thing, you know, to buy a couple things from the dollar store is no more than $8. But it just gives her so much joy. She ends up playing with those balloons like for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I find myself like popping the air out of it because it gets kind of old after a while. I hope that was helpful, Mom. I hope you enjoy this holiday season with your little one. Remember, Valentine's Day gifts are nice. And maybe gifts are your love language. Maybe it's your child's love language. But, you know, there's so many other ways to celebrate this holiday and that you don't have to buy your kids love. They need your presence more than they need your presence. Okay. I love you guys. Keep thriving. You are so deserving of all the love in the world. And I pray that this is the best year yet ever for you.
Hey Queen, thanks for listening to another episode of the Dr. Mom Sage Advice Podcast. I just absolutely love that I get the opportunity to share my expertise and to just pour into your lives because of the things that I've gone through personally and the things that I've learned and training to become a pediatrician. And I just want to let you know I'm thankful that you're here. And if you enjoy the content that was in this episode or any other episode, could you do me a favor, please? Like I'm asking you, please, please, please. Could you just like go ahead and leave a review? Give me a star rating and even subscribe to the podcast, because when you do that, that changes the algorithm and other people can find this podcast and be blessed as well. Until next time, I love you and take care of yourself.